Call for Action presents Of Consuming Interest, a public service show that discusses scams, deceptive offers, and other consumer concerns. Here's Call for Action's president and your host, Shirley Rooker.
Stolen goods, counterfeit products, fake drugs, why should they concern you? Because these products are being sold online at auctions and at online rogue sites. Businesses and consumers are impacted by this recent surge of organized retail crime rings. We're going to talk about this issue, its impact, its safety hazards, and many other aspects of it. My guest is Rhett Asher. He's the Vice President of Loss Prevention for the National Retail Federation. Rhett, welcome to Of Consuming Interest.
Hi, Shirley.
Now, this is a fascinating subject. Just literally curls your hair, and I know we're going to talk about some beauty products, so pardon the pun, but it's scary because of the impact it can have on people's lives and their health, not to mention your pocketbook. And in a time when the economy is struggling, it's going to impact our retailers, right? Because these are sites that you should never be buying anything from.
Absolutely.
All right, let's talk about it in the larger sense. You all have recently issued a report about the organized crime rings that are involved in doing all of the above. Tell me a little bit about the study and what you found.
Well, actually, Shirley, you're referring to the buyer beware list that we released just recently. And yes, it is impacting consumers all across the country. These large, organized, and sophisticated gangs travel the country, stealing large amounts of product, health and beauty aids primarily, and reselling them in various forms, either on online auction sites or flea markets or even out of the back of a truck. And the biggest concern to the consumer really is the fact that these products have expiration dates and they are supposed to be stored at certain temperatures. And when these groups take large amounts of these products and store them before they can sell them, they are not stored in the proper guidelines that they're required to. And sometimes they even change the expiration dates before selling them online or in flea markets.
Well, you're talking about back of trucks. You know, we've many times, especially around the holiday season, we've seen reports from consumers that, oh yeah, I bought these wonderful speakers out of the back of a truck and now they don't work and they sent them to me in a box and it was filled with rocks instead of speakers and blah, 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 blah. Okay, that's a loss of money. You're talking about what could be potentially a loss of life.
Absolutely.
Which moves into a whole different realm. Who's doing this? Is it equal opportunity fraud? Is that?
Yeah, these are large, organized, as I said, sophisticated gangs with ties to Latin American groups, Russian groups, and we've even seen considerable ties to terrorism as it relates to money going back to their countries.
Interestingly enough, I've heard that some of the cosmetic scams are used to finance terrorism. I didn't think they let women use cosmetics, but there you go. Sorry about that. At any rate, so what we have to do is, as you called it, buyer beware. I mean, that's the best way to put it. Without discouraging people from shopping at websites or online auctions, we just have to say to you there are some guidelines that you should follow. So let's talk about, well, I think first before we get into that, let's talk about some of the things that you learned. These sorts of crimes are increasing. They're getting more serious. What are the other profiles that are happening with the other changes?
Well, I think you hit pretty much the top two. They are becoming more serious and more violent inside our stores. And the biggest thing is just the danger that it poses to the American consumer, especially as it relates to toddlers and infants with baby formula.
Wow. We all remember the Chinese incident. The baby formula from China, which was, then we've had pet food and all kinds of things. Now, was that an era in manufacturing or did that tie back to organized crime? Was that determined?
I don't know that that was determined, but all indicators pointed to the improper storage and ties to terrorism.
And that makes such a difference, particularly in some types of medicine, which can be so sensitive to heat and or cold.
Absolutely.
Like diabetics.
Yes, diabetic strips, pregnancy tests, or any kind of temperature control, insulin, things like that. There's a huge health risk to the consumer if not properly stored.
And properly shipped. If you do buy something online, you should make sure they're shipping it to you in the proper container, probably with dry ice if it needs to stay cool.
Absolutely, yes.
Even if it's in the wintertime, because you never know what kind of a hot truck it's going to be put in.
Yes.
And it may be in Florida shipped to you.
You're right.
You never know. Okay, so there's been an increase in this. You think that's partly related to the economy?
Well, I think the economy has played a part in the fact that these organized groups are taking advantage of the American consumer and stealing more and more product to, you know, the unsuspecting consumer that's simply looking for the best deal.
Yeah, so because we're looking to buy at less in a less expensive venue, and we become vulnerable. All right. This is a huge impact on retailers also. I mean, it has to be, because they're taking a loss when this stuff is sold illegally. I mean, their bottom line is severely affected.
Absolutely. They are they're taking over a $30 billion loss a year, and they spend a considerable amount of money in trying to combat the issue through increased loss prevention efforts in their own stores.
Well, and what was interesting, too, is learning that it's not an isolated problem in certain segments of the country. It's across the board.
It is absolutely across the board. These are national groups that travel the East Coast, the West Coast, and obviously bilaterally across the country.
And street gangs are involved many times?
I think that on all levels, there are all sorts of gangs that are involved. They do a lot of recruiting from local gangs in local areas or big cities. So, yes, I would agree with that.
This should give us pause to stop and think before we make one of these purchases that we may be really helping somebody that's going to come out to get us.
I think consumers should.
I mean, literally and figuratively.
I think consumers should absolutely beware and make smart decisions by shopping at legitimate sites and buying from legitimate retailers.
But that's not always easy to do. It's sometimes hard for consumers, especially if they're not terribly experienced at using the internet. It's hard for them to know whether a site is legitimate or not. Do you have any recommendations on that, or is there someplace they can go to get more information?
Well, they can absolutely go to our website at www.nrf.com. And I would, again, say to buy from a legitimate retailer. If it mm-hmm. looks right and it is the right company, then that's where I would go.
Mm-hmm. And doing research on the internet never hurts, because you can find out a lot of stuff about a lot of products. And you can also, I'm sure, find out a lot about safety, especially at your site. It's nrf.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. So let's just take a break here. Time's flying by. Crime's interesting, isn't it? Not lucrative for us, but interesting. If you've just joined us, you're listening to Of Consuming Interest. I'm Shirley Rooker. My guest is Rhett Asher. He's the Vice President of Loss Prevention for the National Retail Federation, and we're talking about the serious impact of organized criminal activity, particularly in selling goods and medical products and cosmetics to consumers, which are actually harmful to your health. I can imagine that some expired beauty product could really cause skin rashes, severe problems, allergies, all other kinds of things.
Absolutely. These products have expiration dates and storage guidelines for a reason. And we're seeing all kinds of things like the skin rashes with creams and facial products. Again, infant formula not being stored properly is a danger to toddlers and infants across the country. And I can tell you, I certainly wouldn't feed my baby infant formula that I didn't buy from a legitimate retailer.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now your buyer beware list, you come out with some products that you're saying you've got to be really careful for. How did you all come up with this?
Well, these are products, again, that have considerable storage guidelines or expiration dates. They're all consumable products and or items that you put on yourself, on your body.
Okay, but now I would not have thought that high-end liquor?
Well, liquor can go bad just like anything else. And
yeah.
I think you want to make sure that you're buying from a legitimate establishment.
That was a surprise to me. But you do have things on here. Prilosec.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you're questioning sources that sell it on the internet, where consumers are probably getting a good deal, which may not be such a good deal at all.
You just got to be aware of what you're getting and what you're making sure that what you're paying for is what you're getting.
I think you said earlier that quite often they will change the expiration dates on these products so that they fool you too.
Absolutely. We've seen many of these gangs completely alter the expiration dates on many of these products.
And you can't even tell it.
And you can't tell.
You know, technology is a wonderful thing, but boy, it sure has helped the crooks.
It certainly has.
Oh, man. We see all these fake checks now. You look at them and you would think, well, that's real. It's a good cashier's check. Wrong. Just hard to know. Absolutely. All right. Now, let's talk about the consumer. The consumer, when we say what's known, there are certain kinds of seals and things on websites that supposedly give some legitimacy, although those, I'm sure, can be duplicated as well. Is that some of the ways that you would start to checking out a website?
Absolutely. You could look for those seals. But again, I would caution people to use, well-known retail websites. I would not respond to emails from someone you're not sure about. I would certainly go to the site yourself directly at their at the website recommended by that organization, as opposed to something you get in an email or that you do a search for.
Mm-hmm. Well, you certainly, if you put in any kind of medicine, you're trying to find information, you get all kinds of links that come up to, and then I get all kinds of emails that I'm going to buy all these drugs from Canada. There's been a tremendous problem with drugs that are being shipped. And this is not a reflection on our northern neighbors, but it's a reflection of the fact that their name is being used in selling these rogue goods.
Yes, I'd agree with that. And again, I would caution the American consumer to buy locally or domestically from sites that you know are legitimate.
Mm-hmm. And that just makes sense. Now, you have things on here, even replacement heads on toothbrushes. Now, what could be wrong with them?
Well, I think the items that are not consumable items, you have to remember that these are still huge losses to the retailers and an inconvenience for a legitimate purchaser at the
store. So they may have been stolen.
Absolutely.
Could very well be truckloads of stuff. As a matter of fact, I had an interesting experience at our office the other day. Somebody came along telling me they were selling furniture from North Carolina.
Oh, interesting.
And my first thought was, where did they steal the truck? Isn't that terrible?
Yeah.
But I mean, that's the first, I wouldn't have bought furniture from them for anything in the world. But I mean, this is, and yet it could have been somebody who was hard up and had actually bought some good furniture and was trying to sell it. Or, you really have to weigh it out as to what are the risks. Am I buying stolen goods? Which could also put you in danger.
Sure. I think the American consumer just has to, if it looks right and it feels right, then it's right. If it doesn't, then maybe don't make the purchase.
Now, something like razors, which you have on here, the Gillette Fusion razors is being one of the products that has been involved in, I guess, being stolen and resold. They don't have expiration dates, do they? It's just that the product itself has been stolen and is being sold illegitimately.
Sure. I think the main thing with those other items are the integrity of the item. They are metal. They could rust in the improper environment.
Mm-hmm.
But people have to remember that this is a huge loss of convenience in the stores. When you go to a store and you're looking for a particular razor blade and
right,
it's not there.
Right.
Because
somebody hijacked the truck and took it.
Absolutely.
We don't want to encourage that. So if we don't buy it, then it's going to lessen
the impact.
Choice, yes. And the impact of going out there and stealing it. But I can see how some of these things, cosmetics, Rogaine, boy, somebody's going to be disappointed. Even Tylenol. It's one of the things on the list. And I guess they have an expiration date.
Yes, ma'am. Again, a consumable item is...
And Visine, something you put in your eyes. It's a little scary.
Yeah, it is very scary.
Mm. I'm still surprised at the liquor. Never thought it would last that long. And Red Bull energy drink. Vacuum cleaners. I mean, it's just amazing what's going on. We used to hear a lot about the handbags being sold on the street corners, and they're still being done.
Yes.
There are some parts of New York that are notorious for having counterfeit products being sold. But basically, we're talking more here, not about the street corner vendors who may or may not be selling counterfeit products, but rather about more organized on, although those may be part of criminal rings, but more organized online sources that are approaching you very easily because it's so approachable on the internet.
Yeah, these are sophisticated gangs of people that, again, across the country are stealing large amounts of product. We're not talking about the occasional shoplifter or anything like that. Really just large gangs.
Okay. Now, let's move on to a more pleasant subject, kind of related to this in a way, and that is Cyber Monday?
Monday, uh-huh. Cyber Monday is a promotion for the retailers that promotes the sale of online product during the Monday after Thanksgiving.
Okay, so tell us about it. What do we expect? Is it going to be a zoo? Can I get online?
I think you're going to be able to get online. I think most retail websites are prepared for this and are excited about it. This is an exciting time of year, and I think it will be actually an exciting time to buy things online.
Okay. We're going to come back and talk about all that because there are a lot of things to watch out for. And again, what we've just been discussing applies to the cyber shopping on Cyber Monday. So at any rate, let's just take a break here and let our listeners know that they're tuned in to Of Consuming Interest. I'm Shirley Rooker. My guest is Rhett Asher. He's the Vice President of Loss Prevention for the National Retail Federation. And we're talking about stolen, counterfeit, goods that have long passed their expiration date, and this is particularly critical in medical products and testing strips and that sort of thing, and their impact on consumers and the impact on consumers' health. Kind of tying into that is the fact that Cyber Monday is the day after the Monday after Thanksgiving, and that's the highest participation of online shopping in the year. Is that right?
Absolutely.
And we encourage people to do that.
We absolutely encourage people to go to legitimate retail websites and purchase their heart's desire.
Absolutely. Go for it, right? Go for it. The economy needs it. But let's just talk about some warning signs. And I would think that flags that would raise, that something, things that should raise flags in people's minds would be websites that promise you medicine without a prescription, that promises you whether it's for you or your pet, you don't have to have a prescription for this. You can get it free. You can get a great supply, you know, a quarter of the price. That's a red flag, isn't it? That's a definite red flag.
Absolutely. I would only purchase medicine with a prescription from a certified, you know, pharmacist, retail establishment, small or large business that legitimately sells prescription products.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The big problem, I think, is that sometimes we tend to believe that because a organization or company has a website, that it's legitimate. And, of course, we know that's not true. And then there's also the issue of spoofing websites to look like a legitimate website when, in fact, it isn't. I mean, and they're so clever these days, sometimes it'll fool the pros until you dig behind it and find out, you know, what is the real address. Find out who owns that particular site. It gets to be very complex, though, and it really is beyond the scope of a lot of consumers. And I guess that's why you need to make certain of your approach to this site, too, that it's not through a link in an email that has promised you great goods and services or whatever, because those are always suspect as far as I'm concerned.
Yes.
And what would be some of the other avenues of approach that could be used?
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head. I think you don't want to respond to any email promising you, you know, huge discounts for products from sites you're not mm-hmm. familiar with. I think you want to go to the exact website of that retailer for the product you're looking for. And when people are doing searches online, as they, you know, if you do a search for a particular product and through some search engine and it gives you, you know, umpteen suggestions, there is a very bottom line underneath each one of those that has the direct link to where you're going. And so you can see if it says www.target.com or you can see the legitimate site. So I would tell people to, you know, to be careful and look and be thorough about their searches. But I think our suggestion would be go to the retailer site directly.
I agree. Not through a link.
Yes.
Yeah. I would just type in Target if that's where I wanted to go.
Yes.
And that would get me there in a search engine and not go through some link that somebody sent to me or they said it's great. And, you know, you don't even know if that's from your friend.
Absolutely.
Because one of the things that we've seen now is that the spoofing of email addresses and people, some of the crooks taking over address books and sending out emails to all of you, to all of the friends of that person who was compromised. And you see it from a friend, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. That's phishing. And there are considerable illegitimate ways out there that people can get to you.
They can get to you in a lot of different ways. Okay, so people are going to be doing a lot of shopping on Cyber Monday. What do you say to them about looking out for returning items? I guess it's important to check that policy. And there's no standard policy on returns, is there?
I think you have to be smart when you're shopping and ask what the return policy is prior to completing your purchase with the particular retailer. I think that most retailers have great policies these days which allow the legitimate shopper to make a return or exchange of any product they need to. But it does make sense to be aware of what their policies are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. I mean, you need to read the privacy policy, too, to see if you're going to be inundated with emails. I always object to companies that don't give you the ability to opt out immediately of getting their promotional items, because that to me is just, why should I go shop with you? I don't want to have the bother and hassle of getting your email spam if I don't want it. Give me a choice. Let me say yes or no. Consumers are much happier if retailers do that. Do you all put out any kind of guidelines such as that to your retailers?
In particular to refunds, we do. We definitely suggest that they ask for the policy, that they keep their receipt.
Mm-hmm.
Most retailers these days will give you a gift receipt if you're purchasing for a gift.
Sure.
And so I think that asking and being aware is the best way to handle
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm. I do too. But what about the privacy issue? You don't really deal with online stores, do you? Unless it happens to be a brick store online.
We do actually have a subsidiary company called shop.org, which is a online retailer association, and they absolutely do stay on top of the particular policies of retailers. Yes.
We'll have to get them here.
Yeah, you can www.shop.org. Yes.
Okay. We'll have to do that because that would be very interesting to look at the different guidelines. I mean, there are a lot of sources you can go to find information, but if they have lots of good information in one place for consumers, that would be extremely useful. That's one of the biggest things that I have is so many sources of information. How do you sift through it all? It's always nice if you find something direct.
Absolutely. And at our website, the www.nrf.com website, you can find all of this information, whether it's at shop.org or for...
And a list of all the things, the products that you're questioning about buying online.
Yes, all of that and the policies and the suggested ways to handle all these things.
How do you come up with this list? Is it what you hear from people? Is it what you hear from... products that are stolen, or how do you get it?
Well, all of our employees are very in tune to our membership and talk to our members regularly. And so a lot of these guidelines or lists come from talking to our members regularly and getting a common group of guidelines from our membership.
Do you find that sometimes people buy stuff online and try to return it to a retail store?
That happens quite a bit, and there are some retailers that do allow that with a receipt, and some that don't, but again...
Well, no, but if it's not their retail site, if it's not their website...
Oh, yes. Then if it's not their retail site, yes, that does happen, but again, you know, they have policies.
But some retailers will give you store credit.
Absolutely, yeah. All retailers have different policies.
I don't want to help the crooks out. I shouldn't have said that. We don't want to give out any information there that can be used. This is fascinating. So the real message to consumers is go to your website. Give us that again.
That's www.nrf.com.
.com. Okay. And to just be careful. And if it sounds too good to be true, you know the
it
rest.
Probably is.
Well, thank you so much. You've been listening to Of Consuming Interest. My guest has been Rhett Asher, Vice President of Loss Prevention for the National Retail Federation. And you've been tuned in to Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. I'm Shirley Rooker, and we thank you for joining us.
of Consuming Interest is a public service program presented by Call for Action, hosted by Shirley Rooker. Call for Action is an international nonprofit network of hotlines which offer free and confidential assistance. If you have a complaint, contact Call for Action at 301-652-HELP. That's 301-652-HELP.